All right. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Pre-Range Tuesdays with Kelly and Michael. We've got Matt Byers from the Caribbean on the phone. I hope he's there. Matt, can you hear me?
I am here, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Glad to have you here with us. And
glad to be here, yeah.
Now, I guess my first question would be, how does a Washington, D.C. band get signed by Winnipeg label Endearing Records?
That's a fine question. I guess after years of sending out demos and self-pressed releases to labels all over the world, finally, you know, we got to bat about 100 and finally got somebody to bite on something. So we just sent some things out, and actually it's always been a point of contention for me because I had sent things out for years and years and years with our previous band, Townies, and got no nibbles at all. And then I think Michael sent out two or three of this of the Caribbean's first EP and, you know, struck gold with Blair over at Endearing. So it just took something he just listened to in the mail and then he got out of the mail.
What do you attribute to... Well, how's your sound changed, I guess, since the Townies? How's...
Townies was, again, was actually kind of an actual, more of a band in the basement sort of thing. And I don't mean that in the garagey sense. I just mean that it was guys actually, we were writing music together in a regular arrangement as opposed to using the studio as kind of a tool to write and arrange. So as a result, it definitely had, you can tell it's us, but it's not nearly as detailed. And we weren't able to kind of take it to the lengths that we wanted to in that setting. Because we'd essentially do like most bands do, which is, you know, go book time in a studio at $40-$50 an hour and, you know, play our stuff and then just kind of do a couple overdubs and then be happy with it. But, and the Townie stuff was definitely more informed about what was going on at the time. I mean, I think our sound changed dramatically after, having seen Codeine. I think instantly it went. Things got much slower, also louder at the same time, and then it's kind of evolved out of that to much more detailed stuff with the Caribbean and much more varied stuff.
Gotcha. Now, we know what you guys sound like. You've charted here at the station, but for any listeners out there that may not be familiar with the Caribbean, can you tell them what the band's about?
Well, we're essentially a quartet. We play live as a trio. We've until recently been spread out all over the sort of the eastern part of the U.S. I don't know. Basically, we have a member in Florida, Tony Dennison, who was actually in a Discord band called Smartly Crazy that was fairly popular for a while in the mid-90s. And then there's myself, who's in Baltimore, about 45 minutes north of D.C., and then there's Michael and Don, who live actually in or very near Washington, D.C.
I see.
Yeah. In terms of, I mean, of how we actually sound, that's of course the miserable question, Jeff. But it's a necessary one, I understand. Well, I guess what we strive for, I can't say what we've accomplished, but what we strive for is trying to, I mean, we're a pop band, that's the root of what we do, but at the same time we're trying to make sounds that people haven't made before. And trying to do things that people haven't done before, and that's not the primary goal, but it is definitely part of our ethos. But of course, just like any band, songs come first and melody comes first, and then we try to add a lot of interesting devices or things to keep people hooked in, but also to make it so people can dig into it and after repeated listens really kind of find some more things in there that they hadn't noticed the first time around.
Gotcha.
Now, Matt, when you say you use the studio as an instrument, what does that process entail for you guys?
Well, what it entails is usually Michael doing some sort of basic tracks, guitar, vocals, whatever it may be, maybe sometimes even more ornate than that, and then sending us an MP3 or giving us a CD of what he did, and then us, in particular me, listening to it over and over and over again, and thinking of parts in our heads, and then going in and knocking them out in about, you know, three or four takes, and kind of taking it from there, and then that process repeating itself over and over and over again until, you know, 6 months or 2 years or 4 years have passed, and everything's to our satisfaction, and that's kind of how it works for us.
So you guys are somewhat of perfectionists when it comes to crafting your sound?
I don't think perfectionists, because actually we seek out accidental sort of things.
Okay.
I think the key for us is recognizing the happy accidents. recognizing the good stuff that comes out of strange marriages of instrumentation and structure.
Okay, and knowing sort of what is a happy accident needs to remain, and
yes, and knowing what is detritus and knowing what can go. Because a number of my favorite moments, and I think probably speak for all of us, our favorite moments in the record were things that just happened completely by accident. So it's trying to make those moments happen by taking chances and trying different things.
Is that part of the way you guys communicate amongst each other when you're creating the music too?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. I think that Michael and I in particular have been working together for over 10 years, so we kind of share that vocabulary. We know instantly. We can look at each other and know, oh yeah, that absolutely works. And basically Tony and Don, generally agree with that as well.
Okay. Now, I'm a pretty big fan of this disc. I like the sort of, I understand the pop root of it and appreciate that, but the fact that you are kind of creating some pop sounds people haven't heard before. But I'm curious as to whether you guys, what you sound like on disc is what you sound like live, or if you even are able to recreate what you do live.
I think the essence of it is there live, but we by no means try to recreate every moment. I'm reminded of any number of giant, arena bands I saw when I was growing up, and, they'd bring on, five extra guitarists to try to recreate all these parts that they'd overdubbed. We by no means try to do anything like that. And what we've learned is if you try to go in and recreate everything that you've done on record, it ends up very stiff and very formal and awkward. You kind of have to just go with the very basic essence and then go from there. Now, that being said, what we do is still very ornate in some ways and very detailed in a live scenario, but there's only really three of us playing live, so obviously not everything can be recreated. But, I think that it's a different animal, and you have to recognize the differences. In the same way that with Townies, we record, just go in and record the band and do a couple overdubs, it's much more interesting. You have to recognize the limitations and the strengths of both formats.
Mm-hmm.
That there's in a live scenario, you got to be a little more straightforward, and on a record, it pays off to be a little bit more detailed because people are going to be able to listen more closely and spend more time with it. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, I guess that would lead to a little bit of improvisation in the live environment, which might keep things fresh for both you and the audience.
You might think that,
mm-hmm.
but not at all.
No.
Now, improvisation is really not in our vocabulary, I must say. Mainly because what we do is the live stuff, we have pretty high standards for ourselves, so it's pretty challenging stuff to play, and it's mm-hmm. very detailed, and it's very, it has to be very tight or it doesn't work, because it's all synchronized very closely together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that there's choreographed dance or anything, but I mean in the sense that, we don't open it up necessarily and have a gigantic 2-minute section in the middle where something just gets fleshed out.
Some choreographed dance would be all right, though.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but actually the band Blue Aeroplanes.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. I remember seeing that and thinking that was hilarious at the time. And as I understand it, I think we just saw 24-hour Party People, and I think didn't Happy Mondays.
I haven't seen that yet, but yeah.
Yeah, they had a dancer as well, so we're not ruling it out.
Bez, yeah, I think the dancer was Bez.
Bez, exactly.
The Manchester scene, yeah.
Exactly, he was the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
The
he
dancer.
Was cool. He still
yeah.
is cool. Still very much. He's, I don't know, he's you see him at the, apparently, the Manchester shows. I don't know if he still shakes his maracas.
But I think the drugs
are good work if you can find it, absolutely.
Yeah, totally. So how can people check you out on the web?
How can people check us out on the web?
Yeah.
We're at thecaribbeanisaband.com, and it's likely that you'll misspell Caribbean because everybody does,
mm-hmm.
and there's one R and two Bs in Caribbean. Thecaribbeanisaband.com, or you can go to endearing.com and link over to our site.
Cool. And do you guys plan to come to Winnipeg anytime?
We would love to get up that way. We have only played in Toronto, actually, in terms of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd love to get out that direction sometime. No immediate plans, but hopefully sometime in the next 6 months to a year.
Well, I think we'd love to have you. You've got a following here, definitely charting on the UMFM charts, and people seem to be digging it.
So before we go, Matt, we're going to get you to pick a song off of the new album.
Okay.
And something that you want our listeners to pay a close attention to.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I would ask them to do if they're interested in listening, is pay close attention, because that's definitely what we strive for, and our listeners I think the song probably that's most overlooked on the new record, which we read very little about in a lot of reviews, that we're probably most proud of in some respects, is a song called In House. And I think that probably a good, that'd probably be my choice.
Okay, we're going to play In House then.
And I want to thank you very much, Matt, for coming and talking to us.
Thanks very much for having me, guys.
Thanks again.
Take care.
Bye.